Hi, everyone. I'm Kara Corridan. I'm the editor of Storyworks Junior, and today I'm going to be reading 2 Miles for a Drink of Water. In many places around the world, water doesn't just flow from faucets. Girls spend hours a day collecting it for their families instead of going to school. Natalia was one of them, until her life changed forever. By Kristen Lewis with Tyler Ruhr. It was 4:30 a.m. in Mozambique. That's a country in Africa. Natalia got out of bed. She dressed quietly. Her 3 younger sisters were still asleep on their thin straw mats. Her journey would take hours. She would walk in the dark. There were snakes. But she wasn't scared. She did this every day. Why? She was not going to school. She was not going to work. She was getting water for her family. A luxury. For most of us in the United States, getting clean water is simple. The average American uses 176 gallons of water a day. That could fill 1,900 soda cans. But for millions of people around the world, clean water is hard to get. In Natalia's village, water does not flow from a tap or a hose. Toilets are pits in the ground. People use jugs of water to bathe, and every drop of water is precious. The women and children of the village used to spend hours every day getting water for their families. Natalia was one of them. An all-day chore. Natalia loves learning. She can read and write. But she had to get water for her family, so she went to school only 1 or 2 days a week. Getting water took up most of her day. First, she walked to the water holes. People had dug these holes in the ground. Then she waited in line. She waited for hours. When it was Natalia's turn, she filled up a plastic jug. A full jug weighs from 20 to 40 pounds. That is about the same as 3 backpacks stuffed with books. The water that Natalia brought home was gray and dirty. To kill the germs, the family boiled it before drinking it. Still, the water often made them sick. This is a big problem in developing countries like Mozambique. Millions of people die every year from drinking dirty water. At last, a well. Natalia's village needed a well. With a well, people could bring up clean water from deep in the ground. But digging a well is not easy. It takes machines and experts. It's expensive. In 2014, a group called Charity Water heard about Natalia's village. This group has paid for many water projects around the world. Charity Water teamed up with a local group to build the well. In 2014, big trucks rolled into the village. The workers found the best place for the well. They drilled down. Then they covered the hole and put a pump on top. It was a simple pump sticking out of the ground, but it meant everything. For the first time, clean water poured into Natalia's hands. A better life. It's been almost 5 years since the well was built. Now, people in the village are rarely sick. They can bathe whenever they want, and they never go thirsty. Life is better for Natalia now. She goes to class, and she is a top student. She plans to run her own school one day. She is also president of the water committee in her village. She is in charge of a team of 5 adults who watch over the well. Natalia no longer walks in the morning dark. Now her steps take her toward the future she always dreamed of. Little Miss Flint, How One Girl is Speaking Out for Clean Water, by Allison Friedman. Unclean drinking water can be a problem in the U.S. About 27 million people live in places where the tap water may be unsafe. One of those places is Flint, Michigan. In 2014, the city's tap water was found to have lead. This metal can cause serious health problems, especially for kids. A girl named Mari lived in Flint. The lead affected her family. Mari wanted people to know about the problem, so she sent a letter to President Barack Obama. He came to Flint to see how he could help. Mari is now 11. She is still fighting for clean water. She has become famous. She is known as Little Miss Flint. Here's our conversation with her. How did you and your family first realize your tap water was unsafe? The water was giving my family rashes. My baby sister needed special medicine for her rashes. How do you get clean water? We drive to pick up bottled water at special water stations. For showers, we have a water filter. It allows us to shower for a few minutes. Any longer, and the water starts to burn our skin and eyes. Why did you want to help solve the problem? I couldn't sit back and watch my family suffer. No one was listening to the adults, so I used my voice to speak out for kids here. I wanted us to be able to take baths, play in the sprinkler, and make lemonade using tap water. What action did you take to help? I started going to protests. I wrote letters. I spoke to anyone who would listen to me. What advice would you give to other kids who want to help solve big problems? Never give up, even if people don't take you seriously at first. You can change the world as a kid, just like I am doing.